What is the proper way to put on one's talus? You see people doing different things. People throw all the strings over their left shoulder. Some people don't do that. Even those who do it, there are different ways that people do it. What, in fact, is the halacha? So the Tur in Simen Ches quotes a machlokas about this point, that the opinion of the Gaonim was that you need to do what's called atifas yishmeilim, wrapping the way that the yishmeilim do it. So that's the deal with throwing the different corners over one's left shoulder. Why would one require atifas yishmeilim? So it's a two-step argument that we say the bracha of lis atef petzitzis. So apparently, for tzitzis, you need atifa. And the Gemara says in Mar Katan that any atifa, which is not katifas yishmeilim, doesn't count. So therefore, you need atifas yishmeilim. A reasonable argument. However, the Torah quotes another opinion. The Bala Itter disagrees with this. And he says, apparently, that... Who says the atifa in Maseches Moed Katan has anything to do with Hilchos Tzitzis? Maseches Moed Katan, the context is Avelus. The custom used to be that Avelim would also be Me'utaf, that they'd be wrapped up. So that's the context over there. What does it have to do with Hilchos Tzitzis? In Hilchos Tzitzis, atifa means kisui. And in fact, the Targum Unklus and Yonasan in different places use the word atifa for kisui. The pasuk by Tzitzis doesn't say anything about atifa. It just says lechasos. It says sher techaseba. So you don't need atifa at all. You just need to cover yourself with the beged. So he says atifa is a guf. That's the main thing. Sometimes people wear garments. They cover their head. Sometimes they don't. That's what you have to do with the talus as well. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Bala Itter that you don't need to even cover your head bichlal. You just need to put on the beged in the normal way, and that's all that is really required according to the Shulchan Aruch. Nonetheless, many have the practice to at least when making the bracha, to do some sort of atifa. Either this is as a chshash for the shita of the Gaonim, which the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like, or more likely, it's because the Arizal saw significance al pi Kabbalah in atifa, and specifically in doing the atifas yishmeilim. So Magen Avraham quotes already from the Arizal to be knowing to do atifas yishmeilim. Some explain that perhaps the idea is when a person is all wrapped up, so that indicates that a person is entirely encompassed by mitzvahs, entirely encompassed by Yir Shamayim, whatever the case may be. So that is that's the source of that practice. That's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah as well. So many, many have that practice. Should be noted, however, that there were Gedol Yisrael who did not do this. The Gra apparently did not do Atifas Yishmeilim and the Chazon Ish and Shlomo Zalman Orbach, really some of the greatest Gedolei Ador. We're not choshish for this idea. The Gros certainly was a big Baal Kabbalah as well. So those who are not knowing to do the whole wrap and to throw over the shoulder, they're following in the footsteps of some of the greatest Gedolim. However, those who do, they're also following in the footsteps of a very, very common practice based on this, which is mentioned in the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, based on this Hakpad of Darizal. Now, even those who do the Atifa, there is a question of what exactly to do. How do you do it? So the Mishnah Berurah describes putting the talus over one's head until it covers one's eyes and gets to one's mouth, and then putting all the corners over one's left shoulder. Some poskim, like Rav Avadya Yosef and Rav Moshe Sternbach, say this is actually improper. That's not the right way to do it. Nobody would do atifa and wear a garment with their eyes covered. Then you can't see anything. That's not what atifas yishmeilim is. The yishmeilim also walk around and see where they're going. So they say, no, the person is supposed to put the talus over their head until it gets their eyes, does not cover their eyes, and then wrap around and with the bottom part cover their face until their eyes or until their nose, and that's the definition of Atifas Yishmeilim. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that the Iker of Atifa, we hold, is really Atifas HaGuf. So it wouldn't make sense to do this just over the neck and head. It would make sense that the back of the talus should be covering the majority of one's body in the back, and then the front part of one's talus one wraps around to cover the front and to cover the face. And this way, you have atifa of the body and the head, just without the eyes, all at the same time. Honestly, the way Rav Avadya describes it does not sound like that. It sounds like he's just doing neck and head. But then he emphasizes, then after that, you have to let it come down over the body as well. So, different. That's an explanation of some of the different minhagim and shitas in this regard.